Okay, guys, what do you know about lie detection?
Nothing much. It just doesn't use like an MRI machine, and then it looks at the heartbeat, and if the heart rate goes up, then you're telling a lie.
Do you think it's possible to like cheat a lie detection test?
If you're ready for it, then I'm sure you can, like, I don't know, possibly lie and not have your heart
game the system, so to speak?
Yeah.
Well, there was this one guy that went to jail because he was teaching classes on how to beat lie detection. What do you think the benefits are of an MRI tell if someone's lying?
It would be in the court of law for testimony, or if you're on a case and you're trying to question somebody, it would be much easier instead of looking more into the case. You'd see if they're lying right then and there.
It's kind of more like the fMRI brain scans. They look at areas of your brain, the hemispheres, the sections and all, that light up in the MRIs when you're lying, whereas the more traditional polygraph measures things generally caused by stress or nervousness, which are generally things that project when you're lying.
What do you think are some of the problems with this method?
I'm pretty sure in an MRI, you can't move. So moving while you're telling the answer will probably mess up the result.
And a few other problems are that, like, when they've been studying these scans and scanning different people for which areas do light up, not all the studies use the same variables. Maybe they're having them lie about something that's a little more personal, maybe something that's more removed. When you lie for different reasons, different areas light up.
Do you think that lie detection results should be applicable in court?
I don't think so, because people always find a way to cheat the system, and when they do, they can easily get out of the prediction, like what they've been charged of, and it's going to create more problems in the court system. But it is like, it should be considered. It shouldn't be the main thing they base the decision off of.
Don't base a case off of it,
yeah.
But help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it should be put in there. Like Roberto said, it should be put with all the other pool of information that they have, so they have like the best reading. So not just look at the lie detector test, but also look at any other information that they have.
Oh, another thing is like, the way people could explain things, it could be both a lie and the truth. So you could never know what's the actual truth and what's actually the lie.
Does the fact that someone, take for example, George Zimmerman, was able to pass two different polygraphs bode faith in the current system? In how?
It all depends.
Yeah, similar thing. He could be cheating it, since it's two different lie detector tests, like I was saying before, he could be truly thinking that he's telling the truth during the lie detector test, and it would come out true if he's truly thinking that he's telling the truth. So, but what exactly happened, then you'll never know.